Good morning, everybody. Hey, and welcome to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS, 1220 AM and 98.1 FM, and on Facebook Live. I am your friend in the real estate business, Phil Nardella, and Taylor Williams-Moniz is here, and she's your favorite real estate attorney, among other things. Yeah. Among other things.
Oh, you're sweet.
I look at you now, and I see three. It's...
Sorry.
It's no.
I'm very grateful.
That's beautiful.
I'm real tired. Yeah.
I feel so bad for you. You've got so many balls in the air.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. I know. But it's okay. Like, I'm not used to anything else. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're kind of like that.
You know what's interesting about that is I look at you and I go, how does she do it? But yet I look at you and go, she seems like she's dealing.
Yeah, I'm pretty fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is...
I know.
Kinda,
I know.
Kind of crazy.
Stranger things. Yeah, until Greg comes home, and I'm like, I'm going to go sit in the bathroom for 4 hours in silence. I'm not here. Do not bother me.
Although she's gotten a little quicker, okay? I will tell you, you've gotten a little quicker, okay? When
Meaning?
It comes to, it's like, okay, let's, you know what, take care of that. And when I say that, it's only on the one thing that happened. And usually before every show, we give ourselves a fist bump.
Oh, I'm like, what did I do
And
now?
She held out her fist, and I didn't immediately see it. And she went on the table, and I went, oh, crap.
Well, because the music was playing, and Patty's looking at you, and I'm like... Come on,
but
time is of the essence, Phil.
It's kind of a good luck thing, you know. And but I didn't immediately fist bump her, so she's a little quicker right now.
Yeah,
she doesn't have the time
and
to
I
mess.
And I caught that exchange on mic's on,
like,
by the way. So
like,
they're fumbling and laughing. So that's what you heard, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
Yeah, kind of scared me a little bit. I went, whoa, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, here's my fist.
I think it's just because I was texting with Michelle before this about my afternoon, and I'm just giggling because I'm like, there's just no way I'm going to do all these things. And then I'm looking at you, and I'm like, come on!
Come on, fist bump me, damn it!
Woo,
yeah. But you know what? We did,
right.
And so it's going to be a good show.
It's going to be great.
As usual.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
We've got, yeah.
Yeah, but like good stuff, like in-depth, really interesting stuff.
Did we talk about the fact that we're in escrow with you?
We
did last year.
Yeah. What?
And you know what? We've gone over a few. Every time I actually help a client get an escrow, I always say, here's a guarded congratulations.
Absolutely.
That's just the way it is, a guarded congratulations.
We're cautiously optimistic
Why?
Is what I keep saying. Yeah.
It's because we still have a bunch of humps to get over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not going to say what I said in return to that.
Good,
hurdles to jump,
Yeah. And so, you know, obviously you have the physical inspection and you've got the termite and all of those things. And so you have to work things out.
But we did.
We did.
Pretty amicably, I must say.
Which is?
The sellers have been great.
Well, you've heard the...
Hey, Phil, put your phone on silent.
You've heard...
The wheels are coming off the bus.
Let's be real here. The wheels have been off already.
That's a good point.
Already.
No, but everybody's just been really, like, polite and, you know, we're... I thought until we talked yesterday that Greg Agug and I have been like super responsive about everything.
Yes. No.
We are.
What is weird about this whole thing is, and this is not something that ever happens, is there renters in the property.
Yeah.
And
they're lovely.
Supposedly he's a producer and she's an actress and I mean, very nice people. And Taylor obviously has struck up a relationship with them.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're
letting
now.
Them go in. It makes it so much easier for me because usually if that happens, what I have to do is she says, by the way, Phil, is there any way I can get a contractor out there at 1 o'clock on Tuesday?
To look at
and
the
I'll go, okay, hang on a second. So let me call
yeah.
the realtor. And I call the realtor, and the realtor calls the lender, the renter. And,
well, the seller, and then the seller will call the renter.
Seller,
probably, right?
But no, she just
skips
all that.
Oh, no, I had you up at the pass. No. I met the renter because when I walked in, literally, she was in one of the bedrooms, and I'm like, so you like the house? And she's like, well. She's like, look at it first and then come talk to me. I'm like, oh, no. Well, now I have to talk to her.
Sure.
So look at the house, and I'm like, darn, I like it. So I'm like, what's up? She's like, there's a ghost. I'm like, oh, like a friendly ghost? I told you this. And she's like, not like a Casper is going to like interrupt your day ghost, but
not like a Casper.
But she's like, okay. Yeah, like, you know, super friendly. There was a woman that passed away like 30 years or something ago upstairs. And, you know, every once in a while she comes to visit, but she's like super chill. And I'm like, I'm here for it. By the way, my name's Taylor. She's like, my name's Stephanie. Hey, let's exchange numbers. And since then, we're friends. I was talking to her last night.
Your friend's over a ghost.
Yeah. I was sending her pictures of what we're going to do to the bathroom. She's like, that's good. We like that.
but not a Casper ghost.
Well, it's not going to interfere with your
business.
It's not
business, a Casper ghost.
You know
it's also
I mean?
Not a poltergeist.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We'll take it. It's fine. My kids will be cultured. Anyway, but we're super excited.
So it's not like they get in there and it's like all of a sudden the house starts to shake and it's like, get out.
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing like that?
Or Cameron's looking at the TV pointing, saying, they're here.
Please don't scare me like that.
They're
back. It's just been, like, it's been good, you two. It's been good. The hardest part was actually, like, finding a property
yes.
that we, you know,
yes.
they accepted our offer that was reasonable.
And they
so.
Accepted $25,000 less than the other offer.
I know.
For you guys. They liked you a lot.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I told Greg Gug, I was like, you think I'm too friendly. I'm yeah. like, what do you think about that? $25,000.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. So we're excited that we're supposed to close in like two and a half weeks.
Still going
to
give you a guarded congratulations.
Yeah, cautiously optimistic.
So far, we're kind of like taking one hump at a time, and that's awesome.
Seems to be good.
Yes, yeah. it is.
I mean, it feels okay. like I will be so glad when you stop calling me.
No, because I call you
every day anyway, but now I have reason to text you. Like the other day, I was like, I know you're golfing, but like I really need you to call me. I don't care what hole you're on. And he's like whispering. And then
I don't care what hole you're on.
I hear him. He's like, sorry, Johnny. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm talking. And someone's
I've
got to
talk really quiet.
And I was like, then walk away. This is important.
Yeah, we're on the seventh hole. She goes, I don't care. I'm like, okay, but do I just have to talk quiet?
It'll take 37 seconds.
So yeah,
we're so fun.
Oh yeah,
yay!
Yeah. No, no matter what. After the sale is over and one year, if for some reason the real estate show is not going, you need to call me every morning anyway.
I will.
Okay, because I will miss that.
I'm sure I'll have something to.
Yes. By the way, I'm saving money. I'm trying to save up.
For now, what?
Oh, come
on. Your baseboards? Did they go up in
no,
price again?
But you know, they actually went down.
Oh,
they went down like 50%. I'm still not going to pay $5,000 for baseboards,
that's
even though they were $9,000 before. No, yeah. I'm saving up for a vacation in 2025. It's going to be awesome.
You just went on a good vacation. What now?
No,
am I invited?
No, but of course. Well,
where are we going?
Well,
where are we going?
No, it depends on the cost. Okay,
okay.
So the first space. Remember this? The name of the show is Real
Space.
Estate and Other Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, this is other stuff.
Our
all right?
listeners,
and
remember
we'll get into the real estate in a second. But no, I'm saving up right now for the first space hotel, and it could open as soon as 2025.
Okay. Which is actually sooner than I thought when you told me about
this.
Yeah,
it's
like,
pretty amazing. In addition to be afforded some epic views, guests of the modular space station would dine and walk around thanks to artificial gravity.
When you get to
what
the price,
say?
Make Patty and Carlos guess the price.
Okay, I shall.
Yeah.
All
fun.
Of the sweeping views in all of the dream destinations, this one might be the most universally awe-inspiring. Oh. If it goes as planned, in 2025, space tourists will be gazing out their window at Earth.
I think that's actually cool. I mean, in the future, of
that's
course, there's
awesome.
Going to be space hotels.
I'm
I don't
saving
think it's 2025.
The future.
I feel like when my kids are my age, maybe, right? But 2025 seems aggressive.
The space station hotel,
I don't know, right?
Known as Pioneer. Yeah, it's known
but
as Pioneer.
More.
It would give you up to 28 travelers a close look at the Northern Lights from one of the five floating two-story modules orbiting between North and South Pole, just above the latitude of the
crazy,
International Space Station.
Right?
Does that sound great? Now that the design is complete, the company is working to make space hotel habitable and expects to begin assembly and testing here on Earth later this year. You'll get views of the entire Earth. Cool.
Okay.
That you can't beat, says Alatori. Of course you can't beat
it.
No offense.
No one else
yeah.
has done it.
All
right,
fine.
The customizable modules, the largest being 4,300 square feet. I'll take that one.
4,300
yeah,
square
sure,
feet.
I need
that's
that.
Like a house and a half.
Which orbital assembly plans to retrofit for more guests would offer a compact and stylish room with a bed and a desk for most remote kind of work. Because you're still going to want to do work up there, right?
Absolutely not.
What?
No.
How much will it cost?
Okay. Wait. What is the duration of the stay? Because that's important.
The estimated 4 to 18 hour trip. Okay. 4 to 18 hour trips, depending on the shuttle, the space shuttle route.
Okay.
Okay. Will cost what?
No, but how long are you up there?
Between 4 to 18 hours, which doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that's it?
Because then they're actually saying...
No, I thought you were saying it was like a week or two or something.
Well, yeah. At first it says, for now, the estimated 4 to 18-hour trip, depending on the space shuttle route, will cost at least blank. Okay? I'm not going to tell you.
No.
The same price per ticket for the first privately chartered SpaceX orbital mission. And that doesn't even include hotel costs. So... whatever you're going to say, whatever the cost is, it doesn't include the hotel costs.
Okay, then I read that incorrectly, but it's still...
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so let's just say it's 2 weeks. Let's just say two weeks.
You're up there for 2 weeks.
How much? How much is it going to cost?
I'm going to say $500 million.
Wow.
$500
Carlos?
Million.
Yep. Carlos.
$500 million, which is more?
Take a wild guess and say $20 million.
$20 million.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to know who's closer?
It's definitely Carlos.
Carlos.
Yes, yeah. He is.
$500 million?
Listen, you're going to space. No one can afford going to space unless you're like Elon Musk.
Fair.
Okay. So how much did it cost the people that have gone up there so far? How much per person?
They're astronauts.
No.
The SpaceX people. They've wiggle around for an
they
hour.
They go up there. How much
down?
Does that cost them?
I don't know. Those are like the 1% type people.
Yeah. No, it would cost $55 million. So I'm saving.
55.
Okay, so if you want to go, you're going to have to
check. Well, we were
in.
Talking about my handbag collection earlier.
No, that's true. Oh, God.
55
Maybe,
mil.
You know what?
Okay.
You can make a dent.
Sell your handbag collection. Yeah. And then we can go.
I know you told me that yesterday, and I'm like, stop.
55 mil. Okay,
I'm
an extra zero ahead.
You're a forward thinker.
Yes.
Well, it's okay.
Rich people, man. I don't
you
know.
You may want to move up there.
He did say 500 million, didn't
he?
Did.
Yeah, I was there.
I don't want to move in this. I don't want to move in this space. Have you y'all seen Alien? No, thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you know what? You want to do a quickie by the numbers?
Oh, I thought we were going to do that.
Oh, look at you.
You okay? Fine.
I threw him a curveball.
Uh-huh.
Well,
this is always a test. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's always
Patty.
A test. By the numbers?
SCV. By the numbers.
Yay.
That's his favorite
I was
show.
So
you never
ready.
Know what's going to happen.
I was so yep. ready for the whooshes,
too. That's what I thought, too. He picked it up.
Oh, wait.
I was ready.
You know what? That was my fault.
The first thing.
Okay, no, you're absolutely right. How about this? Here's a 1 minute preview of what's coming up on today's show.
Right or wrong, real estate agents received billions in PPP loans during the pandemic.
Coldwell Banker agent cold call suit headed to trial at a class action. Is it one of the reasons why Realogy changed their name?
Part of the job? Heck no. Harassment of female agents has to end now.
Better, CEO, to colleagues. Biden death would be a boon for business. What the heck?
Keller Williams' parent company president departs. Can't pronounce the last name.
I think it's Liebert. This we're never going to get to. Palm Springs poolside gossip home sells for $13.06 million. And all of that and less on today's show. And that was actually...
I can't believe you put a curse word in here. Patty would be so upset with me.
Wait,
it's
did
just,
he?
It's just yeah. hell.
You're not supposed to say that.
I don't think so. I think you're allowed to say that.
See? That was a nervous...
Part of the job, I think that was cute. Heck no.
Heck
that's, no. That's adorable.
Heck no's cute.
It's not the way you talk when we talk together.
Absolutely not, but we don't speak on the air, and everyone in my office is laughing like, yeah, that's not what she normally sounds like. Yep. So we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Do you want to do by the numbers now?
Again?
Yeah, let's try by the numbers again, you know. Since we've gone completely sideways.
By the numbers.
Don't look at me, child. Yay. That was all you.
Okay, by the numbers.
Trying to keep
right.
you in line.
Active listings, 405. Coming soon.
No guessing?
Yeah, no. Because you know what? You guys are too close to
I
it.
Know. I was
and
really
I'm
going to
start
last time.
Kicking out $100 bills. And I like.
I need them. I'm buying a house. It's like a faucet or something, right?
Yeah, I can tell because you didn't buy us any I know why. Because now you're not walking past the liquor store.
No, I did go in and I got my Perrier. Yeah, we won $21 and I bought a Powerball ticket.
Good. Did you
so
win?
So stay tuned. Well, I don't know. I turned my phone on silent. It's Saturday night is the drawing for the Powerball.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, right or wrong?
Okay.
Need everybody's opinion out there.
All right,
is
here
this
we go.
Right or wrong? And I'm going to tell you what I think. And you know what? I'm getting to that age.
Do you want
where...
me to just disagree with you so that I can disagree with you?
Oh, you.
Like point counterpoint. Did you ever watch that on Saturday Night Live? Maybe Jane,
you ignorant.
Ignorant. Yep. Whoa. I'm like,
what?
Right.
You knew that one too?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
It's
I thought
it's
that
SNL.
Was before
no,
you found
no, no,
it's also from the Office version of that too.
There
okay.
You go.
So this is something that started out, I get, but then it's like, what? So
right.
real estate agents, and this is according to Inman, real estate agents received billions in PPP loans during the pandemic.
Right.
Okay. More than $3.9, that's almost $4 billion in pandemic relief loans, went to single-employee real estate entities, which is just realtors like me.
Right.
According to a new report, nearly 80% of that was forgiven. Now,
Don't yell at me. You looked at me and was like angry. I'm like, I didn't have anything to do with it.
I felt that.
Yeah, right?
Well,
thank you.
I promise I wasn't. I promised.
No,
I'm just going
to keep my eyes toward... Carlos and
no,
Patty for the rest
no,
of the
I mean,
show.
I just get excited. That's all.
Anyway, so it was forgiven, a lot of it.
Agents who thrived financially during the pandemic also had tens of thousands of dollars in COVID relief loans forgiven, a new report finds. Mm-hmm. Real estate entities that said that they had single employee received $3.9 billion in loans to the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program, with nearly 80% of that having already been forgiven. While the typical loan was small, only $13,000 on average, 146 real estate companies received at least $90,000 each.
Why does this bother you?
Okay, so...
Jane!
All right, you know what? Let me go a little deeper.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know what it does.
All right.
And some of these forgiven funds went to agents likely making six or seven figures in commissions.
Ding, ding,
you can
ding.
See where it starts to bug me.
Yes.
By all appearances, these loans were granted and forgiven in a manner consistent with the law. I get that.
Okay.
These forgivable PPP loans were intended to help businesses that would have otherwise struggled to maintain their payrolls in a dire pandemic business climate. You have to understand that a company that may have 500 employees, not employees, independent contractors, they probably only have five or six people that are actually
on
payroll.
I own a small business. We have payroll. So yeah. I get this.
So I get that.
Okay.
But... So anyway, listing data from Zillow, NBC News, took a look at Santa Barbara luxury agent Gary Goldberg. You're going to see where I'm going with this. The year before the pandemic reached U.S. shores, Goldberg sold $31 million worth of homes. Of course, in Santa Barbara, that's like four. All right. That number dipped to $27 million in 2020, then ballooned to $82 million in 2021.
Woo-woo.
The idea behind it, I get. Goldberg's one-employee operation also received $95,832 during this time. NBC News reports, under that program, he met eligible criteria and did not have to pay back the loans. Goldberg, of course, declined to comment
for
their story.
There's been a lot of commentary about large businesses that got large sums that didn't necessarily need it, quote-unquote, but I mean... I
get it.
It's hard. You know, it was in a time
but
of.
I'm not talking about regular companies. I'm talking about real estate realtors.
No, but I'm saying also there are like large companies that got a ton of money that did not need it.
Yes.
Right.
But
so
what I'm saying is.
What?
Why shouldn't they have to pay it back?
Okay.
Because they were given something thinking that their income was going to dip. And it dipped a little bit, and then it shot through the roof.
As long as you qualify and you filled out all the paperwork to get it forgiven.
I
mean, that's my easy answer. We could get into it, but...
That's what drives me nuts, though. It's like, okay, so hang on a second. So, for many agents who receive PPP loans, the early weeks of the pandemic represented true uncertainty about the future. Okay?
Fair.
I get that.
Fair.
The National Association of Realtors, Aaron Stackley, told NBC News. Okay. Stackley defended these agents, most of whom received relatively small loans from the program. But let's talk about this nice lady. Austin agent Phyllis Patek received $83,300 in loans in 2020, a year where she sold $10 million worth of homes. Nearly half of that loan was forgiven, government records show. She told NBC News... You know what? She intends to pay it all back.
Good for her.
She goes, I'm almost finishing paying it all off. And so that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, hey, you know what?
Be a good person is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I feel like
you
that's
are good.
Fair.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay.
Yeah. So anyway. I'll get off my soapbox.
No, we could talk about that for an entire show or 10 about
what. You know what? Hey. Yep. And am I going to be so great? Because I didn't get any money. I mean, I didn't ask for any money. And it was like one of those things.
You're not
going
to get it if you didn't ask for it.
Yeah. And again, if I asked for it and I got it, I would pay it back.
Okay.
Because, you know, it didn't hurt my business.
Well, then there you go. You're an honorable citizen.
Aw.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Guess what we have to do?
I know.
We need to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to sell some TVs?
Yeah, and I cars? Turn my phone on silent like yours. We'll be right back. No. You were just reminiscing about your
my grandkids. I've got a picture with all four of my grandkids in one picture. Mm-hmm. It's my screensaver.
Hey, it's a first, welcome it's a back. First one.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
Oh, are we doing a show?
No.
Let's not do it. Everybody. Welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS, 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I'm Phil. That's Taylor. We've got everybody here. You know, we got Patrick.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, it's awesome. Carlos, everybody.
It's good stuff.
Yes.
Your grandchildren are very adorable.
Oh, my God.
They're very sweet.
I never thought that they would be that, you know, I keep telling my sons, I go, you know, how did you have such cute kids? I don't understand.
Well, you and Judy are handsome, so you guys have attractive kids. Like, what do you expect?
Stop.
Aww. You're too tall, but other than that.
There's a joke in there.
There is a joke in there. Save that for another
God.
Show.
Oh, my God. Too tall.
Too tall.
Hey, okay, so a question, everybody. Do you hate cold calls? Anybody? Anybody here hate cold calls?
Making cold calls, and I feel bad if I ever answer and I know someone is cold calling me because I've done it before, but no, I don't. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
It's rough out there.
Coldwell Banker agent cold call suit heads to trial as a class action.
Woohoo!
Ooh, baby. So you get to jump in on this and
that's
tell all about
it. That's
what
you should do as like a baby shower gift for me, some sort of stinger about like lawsuits, trial, you know, shenanigans, like something like that.
Okay.
Patty will work on it. Yeah.
I'll have Nick do it. Lawsuits, trial.
Shenanigans.
Homeowner plaintiffs allege Realogy. Now, remember, Realogy is like Century 21,
yep.
Coldwell Banker, Better Homes and Garden, blah, 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 blah.
For
letting its agents violate the law through incessant, unwanted telemarketing calls. Now, I will be honest, I've never really had a telemarketing call, especially more than once, from ever a realtor ever in my career.
Oh, I have. Let me tell you what happens. You get on Zillow, you get on Redfin, you put your name because I want to see the house.
Oh.
Your phone blows up like you cannot even imagine. All different time zones, all different hours, different people. And I have a loan. It's a word I can't. It's obnoxious. That's what it is. It's obnoxious.
Obnoxious.
So, that
we can say.
There. That's fair. That's a good word.
A lawsuit against Realogy over cold calls from Coldwell Banker agents is heading to trial as a class action now that an appeals court has rejected a request for review from the brokerage giant.
Dun, dun, dun. That means you're going to trial, child. Strap in.
Strap in. First filed in June 2019, the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of California in San Francisco, blah, blah, blah. It takes like 4 minutes to say that. Granted class certification in the case on March 23rd, Realogy subsequently requested permission to appeal the decision. But the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied the petition on May 26th, meaning the case will move forward as a class action for hundreds of thousands of consumers nationwide seeking millions in damages.
Okay, here's my question about this. I know you're going to do a deeper dive, but when I read this, I'm like, okay, cold calls are annoying.
Oh.
I can hang up on you or like, hey, I'm really sorry you're having to do this. Like, please don't call me again. I'm not damaged by that. I'm irritated.
Yes.
I may call you and be like, you know, because I'm taking it out. But I'm not damaged.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm interested to
Well,
see.
It's not that you're not damaged. You're, yeah,
the phone
I get
call
it.
Didn't damage me. Yes.
You know the only one that bugs me?
What?
It's the stupid car warranty.
Those are my
They're
favorite.
Like, we know for a fact that you've got an older car. And I'm like, my car's new. And they're like, we know for a fact that you're going to need a car warranty. I'm like, no.
Jesse, our dog walker, the other day Cameron was following around the house. And Jesse's like, why does he keep following me? I'm like, because he wants to know, tell you about your extended car warranty and your options.
That's
funny.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
That was very
Every
good.
Once in a while I have a funny one.
No. Yeah. That was better than Cameron's on a roll.
Oh, that was good.
In a press release, Tyco and Zaffarelli, LLP, one of the law firms for the plaintiffs, characterized the district court's grant of class certification as a huge step forward for consumer
They're
protection.
They're not wrong. I agree with that statement.
The court's grant of class certification is the first of most important steps to relieve to relief for the hundreds of thousands of people who receive incessant, unwanted telemarketing calls from Coldwell Banker. I mean, you know, I don't think when I think Coldwell Banker, I don't think, oh my God, oh yeah,
those are the companies that call me. We're trying to eat dinner. You know?
Coldwell Banker's parent company, Realogy Brokerage Group, encourages and assists thousands of its agents across the country to use cold calling to try to solicit business and use power dialers like Mojo to make up to 300 such calls an hour, but fail to provide sufficient training or monitor compliances with federal rules about telemarketing. Indeed, stopping these calls is not in their financial interest.
I don't get it. Okay, so they're saying that the messages violate the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, which I apologize, I did not have time to look up. So they're annoying, but I'm not damaged by the phone call. I'm irritated. Like, I still don't get it. Reading this entire thing, I still am confused.
It's really interesting. It says, the court here affirmed that there is an efficient and fair way to resolve all these claims at once, affirmed the methodology and the conclusions of plaintiff's data analyst expert, and also shut down most of defendants' arguments for trial. I don't even know what that meant.
So that means that we don't want a bunch of people bringing the same silly lawsuit. Let's herd y'all all and put you in a pen, you know, right? And classify you as such, and then let's make a decision. What? You don't say all y'all? No, you're not from Texas?
No, I love that.
Herd y'all.
We're going to herd y'all and put you in a pen.
Herd y'all in a pen. It's just the first thing that came to mind.
That's
so
awesome.
You don't want to have a lot of similar lawsuits, right? My dad can do a cow noise really well.
Sorry.
That's neither here nor there.
I'm good with that, right?
I'm going to have Doug call in next week and do his cow noise. Yeah, it's very good. That's why, because it's different if, you know, okay, yeah, there's a million, you know, purchase agreement lawsuits, right? But those all have different specifics. You're so annoying today.
Oh my God, no, it's so funny.
If you're on Facebook Live, you should see him.
He is losing his mind.
But this is all the exact same. Like, this person keeps calling when I'm trying to eat my pot roast or my sushi if you're in LA, right? With my family, and it's annoying.
Yep.
So, again, we're going to herd all y'all together.
Yep. Or your steak tartare or whatever.
Here's
what's interesting. Realogy did not respond to an emailed request for comment.
That's not.
I get that.
Yeah, that's fine.
The plaintiffs.
They're paying their lawyers enough.
And here's the interesting thing. It sounds like it started with two people. The plaintiffs, homeowners Sarah Bumpus, California, and Cheryl Rowan of Minnesota. Oh, and Michelle Peeker. Michelle Pecker of Florida alleged they received, without their consent, unwanted calls from agents affiliated with Realogy's Coldwell Banker brand and asking them to list their homes for sale. How dare them do that?
You did that.
Rowan and Pecker also alleged they received pre-recorded messages from Realogy agents.
I don't get it.
The plaintiffs, well, that's annoying. I mean, at least if you're going to call, talk to you and tell you, let me give you an idea
I
don't like what you're doing.
Don't answer the phone, Ms. Pecker, if you don't know who's calling you.
The thing that I don't like, if I can continue.
And please
is I actually was getting calls from I believe it was the car warranty. And I would talk to somebody and I would say, please, first off, please take me off. Second one's, please take me off. Third one was, I haven't been taken off. And the person goes, before I hang up, I'm going to make sure you get taken off. And then I get another call. So finally, like about the eighth or ninth call, I'm like, rude.
Why do you answer?
Because I don't know sometimes who it is. It could be business.
No. Well,
it could be.
Mine go to spam risk, right? So I won't even answer it, right? Yeah. And if I don't know the number, then I don't answer. If you leave me a voicemail, then I'll listen to you. But
it's funny because even when I get could be spam, I want to answer it anyway because it could not be spam. What happens if it's not spam?
They'll leave you a voicemail and you can call them back.
or
text you.
So let's go through this. Let's see if there's anything else interesting
more?
In here. Yeah, due to Realogy defendants' large portfolio of brands, they are able to capture large shares of the market in given regions, and they have tremendous incentive to obtain more and more home listings to be able to keep real estate prices high. Okay, so they're saying give me a break.
I don't buy that.
Put a big huh right there. Yep.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Yep. Okay. In response, Realogy's defense that its agents are independent contractors, the plaintiffs maintain that the agents made cold calls on behalf of Realogy.
Independent contractor, not me.
Yep. And the other defendants, which is interesting because supposedly what they're saying is Coldwell Banker offices do not operate independently, which I didn't know. But it says right here. Mm-hmm. Coldwell Banker offices do not operate independently, the complaint said. Rather, each one is run in accordance with the Realogy defendant's policies and procedures to ensure continuity in customer service.
That doesn't mean that they're not independent operated independently. And that's per the complaint. Those are allegations, so you don't know if that's true or not.
Oh. Now, here's my question to you.
Uh-oh.
Is this the reason why you think that Realogy has changed their name to Anywhere?
So, that didn't even... no, I don't think so. That didn't cross my mind.
Well, yeah, I think
even looking at it, I don't think that's why. Because I don't think this lawsuit, I mean, I can't imagine the damages are going to be that much. And watch me eat my words. But again, not enough to change your name.
Is that your official stance?
Yes. So I'm really good at what I do.
Okay. So here's one more question. Because I actually went through this whole thing.
Yes, I can see that, all the highlighting. Well, so did I. If you send it to me, I read it.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So here's my question. It says right here in this sentence, and then I've got a question for you. In recent years, the National Association of Realtors has identified TCPA lawsuits as one of the major legal issues its members should keep in mind in the near term, noting that a lot of trolling law firms see violations of the TCPA as low-hanging fruit.
Yep.
Now, my question to you is it called trolling law firms now, and that's taken over what they called, in my day, ambulance chasers?
Same thing, different type of law, but yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Ambulance chaser is like a personal injury type thing. Trolling is like for example, if you rent... like a commercial space and the owner of the building didn't put a handicap sign in the parking lot. That was a big, sexy thing a couple of years ago. They were suing people would just drive around and sue businesses because they didn't have the right, parking, the handicap signage, that type of thing. I'm surprised also that, I mean, if this is the low hanging fruit, where are the lawsuits for? We want to talk to you about your car's extended warranty.
Yeah. I don't think they can find those people, though. I think it's from different parts of the country.
You could find them.
Yeah. But you know what? Your answer was quick and it was succinct and it was good job.
I'm on it.
I'm
impressed. Yeah, I know. I only have like X amount of energy today. And I'm sorry, Michelle, I'm using it all up right now. So. Clear the calendar. Can you imagine she would die? No.
Clear the couch. Make sure nobody's on the couch when she gets there.
I mean, that's interesting. I would like to read more about the damages part of that, but in the 17-minute research that I did yesterday, I didn't find much. So we'll see.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, on to the next part of the job. Heck no. Harassment of female agents has to end now.
Good Lord.
Okay.
I rolled my eyes reading
that. A man possibly operating under a pseudonym has been harassing women in real estate online and on phone calls for the past 2 years. He has been subject to several complaints across the country in New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia, and California. He's never called me, and I'm a little bit upset with that. Women in real estate are told to be vigilant about their safety as a default answer to what should I do if I'm being harassed. The warnings released through local real estate associations from agents who are reporting harassment or suspicious activities are often so commonplace that the women are coached to accept it as part of the job. That's messed up.
Yeah.
How important it is to pay attention to these warning signs and share with your network. Omar Kassam. Remember that name. Omar Kassam.
Yep, I got it.
It's probably not even his name, which it is maybe it's not.
Okay.
Is the textbook example of why agents should never let their guard down. And then this goes on to talk about people who... Hey, you know what? Sharon Farenholt posted her social media network that she had received some strange text messages from a man calling himself Omar Kassam, needing real estate assistance after 9 p.m. in early April. Farenholt acknowledged a text when he stated she would contact him in the morning during regular business hours. Once the man calling himself Kassam was able to get Farenholt on the phone, the conversation turned violent quickly. And in a series of calls, he threatened her life and requested her location.
Yeah,
and that's we see that I mean I've been doing this 30 years. When it comes to a realtor, we've lost agents. Actually, we've had agents kidnapped,
it's scary.
It is scary. One agent got kidnapped, and she ended up in Las Vegas in a hotel room, and it was just bad. But this is messed up.
Patty's like, whoa.
Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, no. Think about it. Okay. So if you're a predator, right? And you know for a fact that you can actually call a realtor, right? And, of course, realtors actually advertise themselves, and they have the pretty pictures, and they're standing there, and they look great, and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, you got a predator, and says, hey, you know what?
I want to see this house.
And so they call that realtor and say, I'm just in town for the day. I want to see this house. I'm paying cash, blah, 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 blah. Meet me out there as soon as you can. And the realtor goes, oh, my God, I'm going to sell this house. I'm going to double in it. It's going to be great. And they go out there, and the house is vacant, right? And all of a sudden, they're
kidnapped.
Over their head.
Yep.
Right?
Scary.
So they've got all sorts of things that they do. I've watched Dateline NBC when it comes to stuff that's happened. And, you know, they'll actually say, okay, well, I'm going to go out there, but I want to let you know that if I call you and I say, hey, can you pull the blue file? Right? That tells you that I've been kidnapped and that I need for you to send assistance immediately.
Yeah. Or all kinds of different code words and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think a lot of professions have that too.
And so it's a scary thing.
But is it part of the job? Absolutely not. No, that's ridiculous. You know, everyone needs to be vigilant and diligent, but good grief.
And here's the sad thing is, you know, you get somebody that actually wants to meet you somewhere if you're a woman and you don't have anyone to go with, right? And sometimes it doesn't matter if you've got somebody else to go with. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Because you're still in harm's way. So we used to do, when I was an owner at the other company that I shall remain nameless.
Company that shall not be named. I got you.
We used to always have, you know, security things and, you know, talk about safety and all of that stuff.
Absolutely, which is really important.
It's really important.
Golly.
Yep, I know. Cool. Okay.
Well, on that cheerful
note. So, we're going to, that's important, though. It's important to know.
It is, absolutely. You know? And I'm sure, you know, agents are aware of it. But everybody, you know, these day and age, just, you got to keep your wits about you.
Yep. And you know what? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, the nice thing in the new me that actually doesn't want to put up with stupid people.
Okay.
We're going to talk about a jerk that actually owns better.
Your favorite.
Oh,
all right. For more
guy,
talk about
guy.
Jerks, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk about jerks. Hey, okay. Welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Taylor here. We're all here. You know, come on.
Say thank you to Michelle really quickly.
Oh, Michelle, thank you.
Talking about.
Michelle, you're the best. Thank you for trying to. I do that on purpose.
No.
Just so that you can actually try to figure. It's kind of a fun game, right? I actually say stuff into the microphone, and it comes out like Wiggy, and then you're supposed to figure out what I'm talking about.
So
it's fun.
He'll send me the show rundown, and I send it to Michelle, and she'll find the articles for me, and sometimes Phil's like real distracted. And so the article is like, this is not an article. Like, it's not English. Like, yesterday I was like, hey, what's the frontier gibberish you're sending to my assistant? He's like, what? And I'm like, what is this word? Anyway, we figured it out, so...
See, it's a game.
Oh, it's really.
And
she doesn't have time for that. She's so busy.
Oh, she wants to play. I think so.
I'll ask her when I get
back
to the office.
She goes, I love to play that game. That's awesome. So I do that on purpose.
She's probably like shaking her head. Yeah. Thank you anyway, Michelle. Sorry about that.
Okay. So here's a company. It's called Better.
Okay.
Is it?
Well, let's get
better.
Into it. Based on the look on your face, I feel like maybe not.
This guy. Okay, so this is what it's called. Better CEO to colleagues. Biden death would be a boom for business. Now, this guy had 10,000 employees. He's a lender, right?
Right.
He owns,
okay.
which you know, good for him. I mean, that's a lot of people.
I feel
okay?
like we shouldn't talk about the president's, like, death.
No.
Like,
what an idiot.
In this day and age,
right?
I know.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
New whistleblower lawsuit claims Vishal Garg made a series of puzzling declarations, including misstatements to SEC aiming at duping investors and shareholders amid quest to go public. In closed-door meetings and statements to the Securities and Exchange Commission, Better, that's the name of the company, CEO, Vishal Garg, inflated information about the company's finances and predicted President Joe Biden would succumb to COVID, a scenario he surmised would lead to lower interest rates and sunnier prospects for the lending company, according to a new whistleblower statement.
Here's my question.
Yes.
And I will say this, and if I, you know, ever do more radio, I'm sure they'll pull this clip up and people will hate me. But, like, I'm not a huge Biden person. I'm not a fan, like, haven't been for a minute.
Okay.
I don't want him to die.
No.
Like, I'm not going to have discussions about if he dies. Sure, I'll have discussions about if he were not in office, then maybe politically things would change, including interest rates and blah, blah, blah. But, like, what dum-dum goes into a meeting?
Well, I'm telling
like,
you.
Let's have a conversation about hopefully he dies. It's awful.
You remember before we actually broke for a commercial that I said, I'm tired, and this guy's an idiot. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, he's the guy that's famous for, right? Mm-hmm. He had 10,000 employees. He's the guy that's famous for actually shedding 60% of his workforce.
Oh, yes, this guy.
On Zoom.
Yes, we talked about him.
He said, hey, everybody, so how's cheerful, it going? Buddy. I hope you're having a good day. I just want to let you
you're
know.
Fired, and
you're fired. And he couldn't even do it that way because it would have taken like 17 hours. He just said, okay, you 6,000, you're gone. Bye. But don't worry, we'll take care of you. Baloney.
And then nothing.
And wow. Then crickets, right? So now, but he still wants to go public. And that's the whole idea behind this whole thing. No. He wants to go public, right?
Well, and maybe so, if you get enough crazy people, like, I don't know. Again, this is not the way that you can approach it. There's a politically correct way that you could say, yeah, if we had someone different in office, maybe things would change. But yeah. Not like, let's hope he succumbs to COVID. That's horrible. COVID.
Yeah, it says right here, President,
I'm not here for that.
President Biden will die of COVID. No, he was actually predicting it, mm-hmm. Right?
I know.
And it's like, come on, seriously? It says Garg is a prolific donor to Democratic candidates and causes, believe the president's death would cause interest rate to fall. And he's using that as a sales pitch to see if he can't continue to go public.
Who is on his PR team? Right?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question. Let's see.
Not us, right?
No.
Yeah.
Better had a meteoric rise during the past few years, reaching the point where investors sought to take it public at $6 billion valuation. Oh my
How many
God.
Trips to space is that? Trying to make light of it. This guy's just ridiculous. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Let me.
Patty's counting. One, two.
Yeah, you might.
Almost six.
You
yeah.
might need your. You might need. Yeah, at $500, $500 million a pop, it's gonna. No, yeah.
More than that, but I'm
oh,
laughing.
Oh no! Here's something that's interesting. Okay, the lawsuit sheds light on what Pierce says happened during the now infamous layoff of his pre-holiday Zoom call that quickly went viral
Zoom
and
gate.
Sent the company into bad public relations tailspin. In the months leading up to the layoff and over the objections of executives, Garg instructed the company to hire hundreds of more employees. When the company's struggling finances became clear to him, Garg put in motion the layoffs. Pierce says she told Garg it would be a public relations nightmare to fire employees between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
This is
and
something
he
I would
says,
say.
I don't give a blank. I will fire them on Christmas if I have to. Wow. He's a super guy.
He's cheerful.
He's a nice guy.
Sounds
and then
like
I love it.
Scrooge.
At the end, he said, who cares? These people will never sue us. I'd be like, oh, watch me. Right?
I can take advantage of them.
Y'all people call me. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
All right. Okay. We're down to it. We've done another hour, and yeah. It's already over.
I know.
Way too quick. Exactly. How do we get a hold of you? I know how to get a hold of you, but how do they get a hold of you?
That's true. 661-259-9000, or you can find us at dywlaw.com. And what about you?
Yep. PhilNardella.com. Or 661-312-3561.
But weren't you saying that you like are sleeping in really late these days?
I do. I can sleep until almost 5:45. And it's like
5:45?
5:45, almost 6 o'clock.
I'm up way before that.
Oh, and I know. You know, you can call me.
I do.
Yeah, no, I know.
Unfortunately.
But I've been able to, like, four days in a row, I slept until 5:45.
Dude, I'm impressed.
Judy actually has gotten up, taken the dog off the bed, locked her outside so that she can't wake me up.
That's nice.
I know. Wow. It feels good to
All
sleep
right.
in.
Well, when we're not sleeping, feel free to call us, you know?
Yeah, please.
We've got you. And everyone, thank you for listening.
Yes, and have
show.
A nice weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll see
and
you
don't
next
get sunburned because it's really
yeah,
hot
cool
out there.
Stay cool out there.
All right. Thank you. Deep inside me.